A special election is set for May 30th in Saratoga Springs, where city residents may choose a new form of government. For the past 102 years, the city has been governed by a city commission, where five city department heads also serve as lawmakers. Each councilor has equal power, including the mayor. On the table is a chance for voters to choose a councilor-manager form of government. But a vote Tuesday night to deny funding for the special election creates new uncertainty and a legal tangle that could wind up in court. The city's Charter Review Commission, which spent 9 months reviewing the city's system of government, had requested $37,000 in a budget amendment. Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan on Tuesday took issue with the May 30th date.
I'm not in support of that, not just on cost. I think we will have low voter turnout. That's my personal feeling.
Low voter turnout has been a common concern about the date, set for the day after Memorial Day. But others believe the current form of government needs a change. Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen argued that participation in city government is limited to very few Saratogians.
Most of the people sitting at the city council table are either independently wealthy or have tons of flexibility in their schedules or are retired. We have a situation where it's very difficult for people to be able to directly participate in city government.
The charter change issue comes up regularly, and proposals have repeatedly failed, most recently in 2012. With low property taxes and booming private investment, many stand behind a simple argument, including Public Works Commissioner Anthony Skip Scirocco.
It's a safe city. It's a clean city. This is a case, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Before the 3-2 vote against the funding, Accounts Commissioner John Frank, who would vote against it, warned of potential legal action either way.
This will be decided in the courts. It's clear to me because there's going to be lawsuits on it. Let the courts decide because that's usually what happens anyways. But there will be legal action taken.
The seeming inevitability of legal contention frustrated Mayor Joanne Yepsen, who appointed the majority of the Charter Review Commission.
I sure as heck would like to see the $37,000 spent on voters having an opportunity for democracy rather than the courts.
Charter Review Commission Chair Bob Turner, who also works as a professor of government at Skidmore College, said he did not consider Tuesday's vote a setback. Under state law, the Charter Commission has the right to both set a date for the special election and seek funding. Despite the city council vote, the funding can also be granted by a certification of the mayor. Turner still hopes to bring the choice to city residents.
Our hope and plan has always been to give it to Saratoga Spring voters to review and understand these important constitutional issues as free as possible from the hurly-burly of normal partisan politics. Whether it's in a city election or a charter referendum, will yet to be determined.
The Charter Review Commission will meet tonight, where Turner is hopeful a final draft of the proposed changes can be readied for the public. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.